fresh new touch of heaven. Lord, begin to release your glory. Release the tangible presence, that heavy, weighty glory. Lord, we ask for the glory. We ask for you, Jesus. Lord, won't you step into this room tonight? Lord, step into this house tonight. Jesus, we want you tonight. Our hearts are open. We're willing and we're ready, God, to encounter you. To encounter you, Jesus. Let every hindrance be broken inside of us. Everything that keeps us. God, I pray that it would be broken. That we would have the freedom to encounter you. We set our minds on you. We set our minds on you, Lord. Asking for more of you. Asking for more of you. Come and encounter us tonight. Come and encounter us tonight, God. Fresh new release. Fresh new release of heaven tonight. Lord, we want to go beyond. Beyond the outer court, beyond the holy place, God, we are determined to go into the Holy of Holies tonight. Oh, we want the Holy of Holies, where we can meet you, where we can see your face, God. Take us in, take us in. Take us in, begin to just work upon our hearts. That we would forget about everything around us. We forget about the day that went by, Lord. We would just think about you. In this moment, in this time, God, it's just about you. Take us in, Lord. Oh, that we would feel that tangible presence. Where we would feel your heart beating. Feel your heart beating for us. In that place where we would see the eyes that are burning for us. For your bride, Jesus. Let it be that time of intimacy with you. Holy of Holies, Lord. We ask for the Holy of Holies. We ask for greater glory. Lord, even as in the days of Solomon when he built the temple, and when the day of dedication came, God, your glory, your cloud filled that temple, that even the priests could not minister because of the glory that came, Lord. We are so hungry, God. We are on a journey with you. So we want to go deep, And I ask for that glory to come, that Shekinah glory to come and enter in this place. Lord, release the Shekinah glory, fill this house with the smoke of glory, the smoke of glory, the smoke of glory. There it is, it's coming in, Lord. More, more, release God, release more, more. We ask for more. Come on, guys, contend for it with God. Contend with God, don't just stand there. Contend, come on, labor for it. We're working our way up. Let's go into the Spirit. I know this is a special, special night. I know that He's prepared something for us. And so, Lord, we're going deeper, determined, after your heart. Lord, you love the people that are after your heart. We're determining in our hearts, after you, after you, after you. Lovesick. Oh, ruin us for your namesake, God. Come and ruin us contagious passion, that when people would see us, God, oh, that we'd become ablaze with that same passion, oh God, that same passion. So ruin us tonight. Oh, we ask, ruin us tonight. We must have more. We must have more. Surely there is more. Surely you have much more for us, oh Lord. Lord, release the atmosphere of heaven. Oh, that we would begin to breathe your atmosphere. That we would begin to breathe your atmosphere. In the atmosphere of your glory, that we would feel it, even in the body. Oh, that we would feel that atmosphere shift. That we would breathe that atmosphere of heaven. Make us more sensitive to your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Give us the eyes that will see what you are doing. Give us the ears that will hear the sound of your voice in this place, in this moment, Lord. Come more. Come more, Holy Spirit. Lord, release the Spirit without measure. Release your Spirit without measure. Lord, whichever way you come, we want you. Release the Spirit without measure. Consume us. Consume us. Consume us. Consume us with your Spirit. Lord, I pray that every heart be connected, that every heart would tap into you right now, that we would experience you. I pray for that grace to fall upon us, that everyone would be connected tonight, that everyone would experience you tonight. To be connected in the Spirit, to become one with you, one Spirit with the Lord. Get out of your mind. проблемы, погружайся в Него. Просто отдайся, отдайся, отдайся течению славы, отдайся движению славы Бога. Больше of understanding, that we would know how to tap into these things, Lord. Release the keys of understanding, Lord. Begin to unlock us, Lord. Unlock us tonight. Lord, unlock us. Unlock our minds. Unlock us, Lord. Activate us in the Spirit. More, activate more. Activate more, Lord. Activate seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, tasting. Activate more. Release the keys of knowledge. Give us wisdom. How to access these realms that you are showing. Lord, because we can enter in today, Lord, but we need the knowledge. And I pray that you would unlock us, that you would give us knowledge. How to access these places. I ask that the Holy Spirit, that you would move upon our minds. That you would bring a revolution into our mind. That the old order might fall to the ground. The flesh mind, the fallen mind. I pray for a revolution in our minds. That we would be activated in a new way. That we would have the mind of Christ. We are a new creation. New creation in Christ Jesus. Bring a reformation, revolution in our mind, Lord. That old might go and the new things would come. New information, new downloads, new images. Your truth may come. Truth may come and liberate us in the mind that's holding us. Lord, I pray that these limitations would break, would be destroyed. Every limit of the mind, every hold of the mind be destroyed. I pray that we'd have an open access, interaction with you by your Spirit. The way you planned from the beginning. The way you planned from the beginning, Lord. Break fear in us, doubt. Things that don't make sense, Lord, break all these thoughts. Release faith to us. Faith to us, God, release. That we would trust you, that we would go all the way, that we'd dive in with our heads, completely dive in, without asking questions, without trying to bring logic to it, that we would just jump. Your kingdom mindset. Your kingdom mindset without limitations. Activate us supernaturally. Lord, you know what must be done. But we are preparing ourselves for what is coming. We are going through a process. Liberate us in the mind, Lord. Revolution in the mind. Because you have so much more for us, Lord. So much more. That we cannot access because of the old mind. So today we say enough, Lord. Begin a process within us. Today we say enough, Lord. Turn us on. Awaken us to a new life in you, to a supernatural life in you. We're done with the flesh. We're done with carnality. Lord, we say no to that. We don't want anything to do with this world. Get the world out of us, Lord. Get the world out of us, God. Clean us up. Clean us up. Get the world out of us. We're way too worldly, Lord. Clean us up, God. Clean us up, God. Get every trace of darkness, every trace of light, every lie, every deception. Destroy, 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 destroy. By your truth, by your truth, by your truth, release greater truth. It's the sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit, release it tonight. Circumcise our flesh. Circumcise our flesh, oh God. Circumcise our flesh, oh God. Remove it. Let the flesh be crucified. Let the flesh be crucified. The part that limits us, holds us. We don't want to be imprisoned to that any longer. We have a higher order. Higher order. We have God's order. Bring your order to us. Bring your order into us, oh God. Bring your order into us. Into the spirit, into the soul, into the body. Bring an alignment, alignment, alignment of heaven, of heaven, of heaven. For we must be transformed into the image, into your likeness. We must be transformed. We must be transformed into your likeness, into your likeness. Strip off the flesh. Everything that limits, strip it off. And awaken us to a new life. A new life that is hidden in you. Perhaps we don't know anything about it. Perhaps no one knows it. But it's a great mystery, Lord, and we want it. We want the mysteries, oh God. We want your mysteries to be released. The hidden life, the secret life with God. We want it. It's to walk supernaturally with you. Where we can talk to you face to face, God. And things that apostles have done and encounters they've had, Lord, we want that to be our floor, not our ceiling. And we are living in the end times, Lord, and we need the mysteries to come. Lord, we know that you want to release your mysteries and your secrets. You're looking for the hearts that can accept them. You're looking for those that would turn their back to the world and turn their face to you, Lord. We are listening. We want that. Because we want to know how we can walk with you, oh God. Walk with you and see you face to face. There are greater things out there. There are more things out there that we want to experience in you, God. It's a glory generation, a supernatural generation. We're after that, Lord. After that relationship with you. To do this work inside of us, Holy Spirit. Do this work inside of us, Holy Spirit. I pray even now that you would release that anointing. for those that are willing, those that are ready to be, have a change. To have a change and have this transition from natural to supernatural, Lord, we say yes, yes, yes. Why not tonight? Why not now? You know, I know the Lord wants to free us in the mind. The Lord wants to free us. I believe there is anointing to be freed in some areas because we're so world-minded. Lord, we ask that you would release this anointing, that the Holy Spirit would come, circumcise the flesh. Break the limits off of us, Lord. Break those limits off of us. Things that keep us blind, things that keep our ears plugged. It's that flesh, God, remove it. We're tired of being in the black room. Our eyes are closed, it's black. We're tired of the black room, Lord. We want to see the light. We want to see the colors. We want to see pictures, images. God, we want to hear the clear sound. Colossians chapter 2. Paul writes about that Jesus circumcised the flesh. He writes it as it's been done. But we're not there yet. But it's been done. It's been done. Colossians chapter 2. Paul writes that Jesus circumcised the flesh. We're saying no to the flesh tonight. You know, this just stirs me up because that's for us. That is now. That's in the past. But are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, that's what's keeping us. That's what's keeping you seeing God, hearing God, experiencing God. It's that rotten flesh. Lord, we just confront these things in our mind. Confront these things in our mind, God. We want a revolution in the mind. We want a revolution in the mind. Revolution in the mind. Bring it by your Spirit. A shift, a change, a change, a change. We want a change in the mind. God, bring a change. Your order, your order, your order. The sword tonight that would circumcise. Release the sword in the Spirit. Release the sword in the Spirit. Liberate us. Release the sword in the Spirit. You see, the sword, it cuts, it removes. It's the truth, it's the word. Performs, cut, cut, cut. It brings truth, delivers word, delivers truth. There's nothing to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Embrace the sword of the Spirit. Tonight, break the old mindset. Break the old mindset. Give us freedom. Give us freedom from everything that holds. Believe me, you will not experience, we will not experience if we don't go through this process. It's a revolution inside of you. New order. It's being disconnected from this world. From the laws of this world. From the patterns of this world. It's being disconnected. Disconnected. Connected completely with God. In the spirit, in the soul, in the body. This is where sickness has to leave, because you're not connected to the world any longer. You see, it's a holy, holy alignment, order, spirit, soul, and body. We're after the fullness, after the fullness, after the fullness tonight, after the fullness of God. The fullness of the promise that God had for us. Jesus, you promised us these things. You promised that the Holy Spirit would set us, would bring all of the truth. All of the truth. And in this day, Lord, we're filled with deception and lies of the enemy of this world. We were born into it. But we want the Holy Spirit to bring all of the truth. All of the truth into every realm of me. Every realm in me. Truth prevailing over every lie, over every deception. This is really happening. This is what God is doing. If you would embrace this tonight, I guarantee there's coming a change. Maybe this is unusual. Maybe this is different, but this is work in the Spirit. This is work in the Spirit. Work in the Spirit. Perform a surgery on us, Jesus. Perform surgery on us, Jesus. Surgery. Remove everything that hinders, everything that binds, everything demonic, darkness, world, remove it. Thank you. наполняй, наполняй. Просто подставьте свои руки под его потоки, подставьте. Берите, 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 потому что изливается его слава, изливается. Вы чувствуете, просто идет, елей помазание изливается, изливается, изливается прямо с небес, прямо с небес. Берите, бери, о, Господь, как ты прекрасен, как ты прекрасен, Господь, как прекрасны твои чувствования, как прекрасна твоя слава, Господь, я хочу быть в ней, я хочу ходить в ней, я хочу везде распространять ее, Господь, хочу быть носителем твоей славы, Господь, передавать твою славу, Господь, отдавать больше твоей славы, Господь, чтоб наполняться еще больше, больше. Take us to your reality. Что есть реальность? Это не то, что мы видим. Это не то, что мы ощущаем. Господь, показывай своей церкви, показывай своим людям, что есть реальность, что вечно, а что не вечно. Господь, показывай нам Твои вещи. О, Господь, показывай нам Себя, Иисус. Открывай своему телу, Господь, своей церкви. Господь, тот, кто Ты есть. Тот, кто Ты есть. О, Господь, о, Господь, о, Господь, о, Господь, дыши. Дыши, Господь, дыши, Господь. Дыши, Господь. О, Господь, чтобы мы дышали Тобой. Чтобы мы дышали Твоей атмосферой. Дыши, Господь. Дыши, Господь. Дыши, Господь. Дыши. Дыши. Один раз в видении я видела огромный наш земной шар. Я видела, как Бог, сам Бог, Отец, Он начал дышать на эту землю. Я начала видеть, как Его дыхание, как Его, из Его ноздрей Он начал дышать. Этот воздух с огнем, огонь и дым. Огонь, этот воздух с огнем. И наша атмосфера, которую мы сейчас дышим, наш воздух, он начал меняться. И у меня внутри просто крик: дыши, Господь, дыши. Дай людям дышать Твоей атмосферой. Дай людям дышать Тобой. Твоей атмосферой, атмосферой неба. О, Господь, я верю, я знаю, что придет это время, оно уже идет, что мы будем дышать уже этим воздухом. Будем дышать Его атмосферой, атмосферой неба, атмосферой Бога. Его присутствие будет настолько густым, настолько реальным, что мы не только будем ощущать это в духовной сфере, но так и телесно. Мы телесно будем дышать другой атмосферой. Мы будем ощущать Его присутствие, наш дух, наша жизнь полностью. Те, кто будут приходить сюда, они будут преображаться, они будут меняться. О, Господь, дыши, дыши, дыши. Дыши, Господь, больше Тебя, больше Тебя, больше Тебя, больше Тебя, больше Тебя. Больше Тебя, больше Тебя, больше Тебя и меньше нас. Больше Тебя, Господь, и меньше нас. О, Господь, больше Тебя, больше Тебя, больше Тебя, Господь, меньше нас. Возрастай в нас, Господь, возрастай в нас, Господь. Возрастай, возрастай в нас, Господь. Возрастай в нас, Господь. Умножайся, умножайся в нашей жизни, умножайся.